says Karev is an Ifra for law. Even if we want to say before, we're talking about an Ifra over here. Now, even by the Hema, a Gageris, that's the Kona. Lacha by Kona is true that before you cut Rav, just called Machzor, it's not called the Treif yet. So the Shrita didn't start yet. So therefore, in between this, you made a Shia, you waited, it's not Kofel. Therefore, when you finish off the Shrita, it's Kosher. But the question is, according to Rav, when you have Machzor ready, if you shechted Machzor, that should be considered like you already started the Shrita. Macht is called the Meister Shrita. So if so, the Havmin now is talking about by Behema. So how could you finish off the Shrita? Chulah should have been a Psul. The Moor says, it's your full end, can we ready a Trefa? So the Moor says, Misav, who told you the Behema, talking about Behema over here, that this say, you made Rove with you made here for the Shrita, which should be called Rove with the Sim, the Shrita started already. It should be a Trefa. Loi B'yay, we're talking about an Eif over here. And therefore, a manashak, the Shrita's Kasha. Imachza, Kerov, if you tell me just cut through here, that's considered the Kasha Shrita, that's called like Rove. If so, Rove, Leruba. He did rub of a shchita before he made the shiur, before he waited in between. So the shchita is already kosher. And he machs, saying the kerov, elamai machs, not to the kerov. It's a liyav, but the loy clear, he didn't do anything then. He didn't start the shchita yet. So manashah, this will not be a kasha like Rav. Manashah, if the shchita started already, because machs is called kerov, sadi rabba. By an oif, the shchita was kosher. So since the shchita is finished already, it's kosher. It doesn't make enough mean if you wait now and continue on later. Elamai machzamach is not kerov, since they didn't start the shchita yet. If they didn't start the shchita, also there's no chsaron. So that's why from this, there wouldn't be a kasha on Rav, there wouldn't be a proof. There's not a kasha on Rav shchita that Rav holds. At least beruch shchita, machzamach is also kasha. We'll see exactly what the maskon is if we hold it this enough. The koponim so far we're going that Rav holds machzamach is considered like rov, a koponim by hilchos shchita. Alright, we'll stop here. So we'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then we'll start over, then we'll start the next daf on the other side.
Yeah. No, yeah, come on, daf chof tef. Yeah, the lesh mod again. The toshima. Shochat chatzi gageris. Yeshechted here for the gageris. Vishorbo. And then you made a shiur, you waited. Now, by gageris, there's no trefa until you have a pegam of reiv. But just macht, so it's not called pegam, it's not called the trefa. Here the person shechted here for the gageris, so far it's like nothing, it's like you didn't start the shchita yet, it's not a trefa yet. And then the short boy, he waited a little bit, k'day shchita acheres, how long it take him to make another shchita? So really it would have been a psul shia, but just since he only did chatzi gageris, like the shchita didn't start yet. And then the gomish gefetz, he finished off the shchita, so it says k'sheva, that the shchita is a good shchita. Yes, Rashi says, k'sav da'ad ha'vim min ha'boaz, but b'dahim ha'koi. The boy, you have to have Rosh Hashanayim. And the Havmin of what do you mean you finish off Rosh Chita? So the question is, Riyam, did it hold like Rav? That Machta is Karev, that when you shech Machta is here for the Simen. It's considered like you made a Shechit in the whole Simen, it's so it's for law. And so by Behemo, by shechting just one Simen, you didn't finish the Shechita yet. And now you made a Shia, you waited in between, that's like a Maisa Trefa. So it's all the Behemo became a Trefa like. Like there's the psul and the shchita is no good. But the first half of the shchita is like away, because you made the shia, you waited. And now you're starting over again. So the behema is already a trefa, you already cut through rov of the simen according to Rav. So Rav says, no, misavot who told you. The behema, we're talking about a behema over there, leib, we're talking about a leif. I tell you, monoshach. The monoshach is a good shchita here. Because imach, tamach, the career, you hold like Rav, that mach is called a good shchita. If so, however, Meruba, you already made Rove of the Shchita. By the eyes, the Shchita is a good Shchita. And he marked the Master, any curve, then my Master Master next to it like Rove, so then, or Yavit Lekrim, then you did not start the Shchita yet. Because by the Gageris, by the Kunner, there it's only a Trefer if you have a whole Pgam through Rove of the Simen. But just the Master of the Simen is not called the Trefer yet, so like the Shchita didn't start yet. So if it's talking about him, if you have no proof to Chlal, if Machzamach is Karev and not Karev. First, I'm going to bring another proof. It says, Harei Shehoye Chatzi Kona Pogim. You have this Chatzi Kona. There was Pogim, meaning there was a Pogim, there was a hole there. So forth, not a Trefa. Because by a Kona, you have to have Rove to make a Trefa. Just half is called, is not called a Trefa yet. So what happened was, now, Behoist of Olaf Koshu, the Gomer Shkitose, you made a little bit more, you could have dropped more. They're talking about an oif by a bird that won't swim in the kosher shechita. So it says shechita is kosher, it's a good shechita. So you slice it just a drop more in the same shechita, it's kosher. Now we are missing a talmilek rav. That machza machza kareiv, that machza machza is called like a rave already, is so treif heavy. According to rav, since rave of it was cut from before, it was the pagama hole there that went through half of it. So according to rav, half is like the hole. So it should be considered that the whole thing was cut. So that's treifa. So how could you say just finish off the sim and make a kosher shechita? It should have been a treifa already. So here it says, on my level, shani linu treifa. I'll tell you, even Rav agrees. By Hilchos treifa, dubinan rave hanirul anayim. It has to be more than just ama machza machza. It has to be a rave that you can really see it. And with your eyes, you can see it. That's just kalema. That's just says rave gomer. Shunik, that's where you can see it. That's like at least 70 to 30. I say that 50-50, even though by Hilchos Shechita, Rav holds it's called a rave, they're not by treifa. Like a treifa is to call the animal that's dead already, or it's a treifa, that's only if you have a bigger cut, a rave mamish. So most of the back now doesn't make any sense. Homalei Abayi, if the Abayi says back, the low cold of Chaynu isn't like a kosher thing. It's called a Chaymalike. Or not treifa, not just by treifa. The mashu, at certain times, there are places you have a little hole. If the little hole makes a treifa. Like that's in the Kuba Saveshet, the Ray of Adakin, you have your hole in the lungs, that's all God kosher. You have to check out the lungs, make sure there's maybe a drop, not even a slight hole there. Or else in the Kuba Saveshet, if the Veshet has a hole, so there are places that even a little mashu, a small hole, makes a treifa. Still, you're telling me, Matzah the mashu, Mishafor, Hey, could be been in Ruba, been in Ray of Hanir Lanayim, when is a locha that Matzah is not powerful? Because you're telling me by those treifas, you have to have Ray. Which means the real rave that you could see is so shechita. By Hilchos Shechita, you have to cut rave of the simin. The adik ruba lemes chashra. There's no such shechita by cutting less than rave of the simin. A shechita of a simin has to be cut rave of the simin. There's no mashu by shechita. If so, like Koshkin, isn't it for sure sort of saying the binin rave hanir lenayim? That for sure Rav should agree that by shechita also the rave has to be more than just a machza 50-50. But it should be more than that, that you could tell Hanir Lanayim. A Madrach by Treif puts it this way, even though certain Treif is with a Mashu, but when you need a Machza, you need a real Ruba, it's not enough just Machza, so Shrita for sure. Smir says, yes, here the Mos Chosin says, Ela, the Kula Yama, Machza, Machza, and the Kareif. Havad, even Rav also agrees with the Shrita, Machza is not called like Rave. Machza is not enough, that's not called a Shrita. Rashi is here. But is so, the Chiyitma the Rav, where do we learn the Machlokes Rav and Rav Kano? The Chiyitma the Rav, with Rav Kano, Linyan Pesach, that's another locha about Hakakov and Pesach, if you can bring it to Tumor or not. Yitma, that's what was learned. So you learn like this. Harei Shehoye Yisrael Machta Tema Machta Tameim. Let's say Be'er of Pesach, Yudal and Benisin, half of Klai Yisrael was Tomei, and half was Tor. So what do we do now? We know when Reis is Tomei, so they can bring the Kohen Pesach even over Tomei. If Rav is Torah, so the people that are Torah have to wait to Pesach Sheni. What's going to be with the Mamish Machta Machta? So Rav and Rav says Machta Machta is Kareiv, and therefore they could bring the Korn Pesach even with the Torah. For Rav Kano Mano, Machta Machta ain't a Kareiv. The Mor says, the Hosm over there, my time with the Rav, what does Rav argue over there? If really Machta Machta is not called Kareiv, so why by Korn Pesach, if here for the Jews are Torah, do you consider it like they're all Torah, like Rav is Torah, so you could bring the Korn Pesach now? Why does Rav hold the Korn Pesach is this way? The Chiv, here is a special passage. The Chiv, it says, Ish, Ish, Ki Yeh Tomel Nefesh. So here we say a person that's Tomel, touched the mace, so Lachwit, he's pushed off to bring a Pesach Sheni. So we dashin Ish Nidche. The Yein Tzibri Dochim, only a Yochid, or at least a minority, is pushed off to bring a Pesach Sheni. But not a Tzibah. See, if you're the smallest, you have to be a minority. So less than 50 by 50, called a minority, therefore you're pushed off. But once you get to 50-50, here the Torah tells you that you're not nitcha, and therefore you can bring Korn Pesach even though you're Tomei. Only by Korn Pesach does Rav hold like this, not by Shechita, not by Treifa. Yeah. There says Mishnah, Reiv Echad B'yayf, that Ba'if is enough to shecht one simon, and even just Reiv of it is enough. So that's the question, Tanina Chod Zim, we learned already this one time. That Ruba Shlechut Kimo, it's not already in the Mishnah. That rave of one sin is enough. Well, that repeats itself again to say, rave is enough. experiences that seem to want to hechshas pashach smonim. But I'm going to say that Moshe said like this. That's the hate for Moshe. That chod bechulin vechod bekotshim. The chiddush is even by kotshim also when you have to shech this must have rave in must have a shechita rave with the simon. And it's true. I need the chiddush both places. Diyash meaning chulin. If I just hear by chulin that rave is kekulam. Hasim with the saglib ruby. You know why by shechita not to just shech. Rave the majority of the simin b'shun b'lav adam u'tzorach. You don't for davka need the dam by chulin. True, you have to shech to kill it, but not that you have to, you know, make a kabbalah sadam to receive the dam. So here's what neftav rov of a shechita. Abu, but by kodshim for adam u'tzorach, by kodshim we know you have to make a kabbalah sadam, you have to catch the dam. It's coming to klisharis. And so you need it for zrika. Eim alatiskaleb ruba. Maybe the Torah is makbid that the shechita has to be b'kula. Maybe Adika Kula, you have to have the whole Shechita. That's the Kamash will know, even for Kachem also, it's enough to have just Ruba. Now, the Yashmin and Kachem, we were just with Rabbi Chiddush by Kachem, Mishum to Adam Hutzarech, Adarabba. Since by Kachem, we need it for the down for this Rikon, that's why you have to have Rav. Avo Chulin, but if you shech the regular behemoth of Chulin, then the Adam Hutzarech, you do not need the down for any special reason. So, Amen, maybe I want to have to say, the Palgraf Agulei, maybe you don't even have to have Rav. Maybe just half is also enough. Kamash Malon, that's the Kiddush know, that even for Chulin and for Kachim, both of them, it's only Kachim if you shech the right of the Simon. But less than right, Machta is no good. Now the Gemara says, Hai Chulin by Kachim. Which part of the Mishnah is talking about Chulin, and which part is talking about Kachim? Yeah. So it says, Amul Kana Mistabra Tzvara, that Reishim Chulin, the first part of the Mishnah talking about Chulin. The safe is Bekotchim. Mimai, what's the reason? Hello? Yeah. Midetoni was learned like this. Midetoni HaSheichet. There's the Mishnah HaSheichet. Mashmoni B'diyevit. Now, V'yi Saka Daituch. Reishim Bekotchim, Reishim talking about Bekotchim. And so, by an oif by Kotchim, HaMelech Miboil, it should have said Malika. The Reishim also says Simen Echad B'yoif. So, oif by Kotchim needs a Malika. Saka the Mishnah starts off with the Russian of HaShechit. Tell him, that's a Raya, the Reish is talking about Chulin. And even birds need Shechita. But the Moria Elamites, what do you want to tell me then? Sefer the Kodeshim, it's a Sefer song about Kodeshim. Is so Shechitosik Sheirom, what is the end of the Sefer? The Sefer the Mishnah say, Shechitosik Sheirom, the same question. It should have said Malikosik Sheirom, Miboli. I should have said the Malikos Kasha. So Monashech with the Kasha, whichever one is talking about Kodeshim, it says Shechit in both places. So where's all the Kasha? That wouldn't be a question. I'll tell you, I did the song of the Hema, Tan Lena Mishchita, since the Reisha was talking about a Shechita of Chulin. So here it says, I did the song of the Hema, no, it's not sure if the Sefer was talking about Kodshim, it's not sure why it says Shechit, not a Malika, because I did, since we ended up with the Hema, Tan Lena Mishchita of Sheva. Yeah. Yerashi Leholakash, what Gabi Adodi Tanina, the Chisong of the Hema, not a Shechita. It ended off with the Behemah, therefore it says Lashon of Shechita. The Gemara says, El Reisha, Nichti, let's see, Al Oif Koi, in the Reisha we're talking about Hashrech is going on Oif. If Zayif, Father Baruch of the Kodshim, you want to tell me you have a meaning, we're talking about Kodshim, is so harmonic, me boy, they should have said, you make a Malika by an Oif, not a Shechita. So because it's the Raya, the Reisha is talking about Chulin, and the Sefer is talking about Kodshim. Rav Simi, you have seen me bar Ashi almost like this. Also, that Reisha b'chulin mihocha, my proof is from here. The Tony, it says, Echad b'yoif. One simon is not by knife. The Avi, Sakotayat of the Kodeshim, if it's talking about Kodeshim, or the Chatas, and the Eilas Oif, or you call Eilas Oif the boy Shnei Simonim, it's not true. An Eilas Oif needs two Simonim, and the Mishnah only says one simon. So, what is this? So, Elamai, what do you want to tell me then? Seif of the Kodeshim. And so, the Seif also says, Rav Echad B'yoif, it says Rav of one Simon is enough. So the question is, why is Rav of one enough? Well, you call Eilas Oif, you have also Eilas Oif, the boy Shnei Simonim. And Eilas Oif needs two Simonim. So when it says, no, my Rav Echad, it means Rav Kol Echad B'yechad. In the Seif, you could say it means Rav of each one of them. So maybe Taka Soma Eilas Oif, you need two, and it means Rav of both of them. The Moor says, the Bedinu really the listening Rav Shnei, you really should have said Rav of both of them. If it's talking about Eilas Oif. But ki von dike chattis. But since there's also a bird that you bring for chattis, a chattis oif. decide to lay bechad sim, and that's not just that one sim. You don't have to make them leak on both. It's not just one. Mishimachi, therefore, let's stick a lay, therefore, it's not for sure, therefore, it just writes that, rave echot. But it could be rave echot, it means kol echot the echot. Therefore, the sefer comes out good by kodshim. And the rashi is talking about chulin. Well, the pshat is that proper on the proper stuff like this also. That rashi b'chulin yochot. Here's my proof, the rashi is talking about chulin. The Tony, it says, Rabbi Yudulayma ad sheyishchat esagritin. He says, Mereisha, you have to shech the vridim, you have to cut the vridim, stab the vridim we had before. That vein there, the blood vein, it goes through the neck. Or three rabbanon alay, but the rabbanon argue on the view, the mashma, you don't have to cut the vridim. Now, iyamit bishlema b'chulin, the Reisha is talking about a regular life, a regular shchita, shaplet, go, I understand why the rabbanon say you don't have to cut the vridim, because you don't need the blood for any special purpose. I just to get the blood out, they heard, they hold later. You cut it later, you make a malich later, you can get the dam out later. Ela but the Yamrit. The Kaddishim, the way talking about Kaddishim, are my pleader Rabban Nalei? Why would Rabban not go to Yehuda, who asked him Adam Utsarach, the purpose of Malika by noise is to get the dam. You have to have a Kabbalah's dam to make his rikas Adam. So how would anybody argue in Yehuda by Kaddishim? So Moses said, Senechrami, that's his proof to say the ratio of Yehuda's din, the Machlok is only by Chulin, not by Kaddishim. Ravashi Yom is safe of the Kaddishim Yochi. Here's another proof to say. I'll bring you proof to say for some of the Kaddishim. The Tony says in the Sefer, HaShoichet Shnei Roshin Kiyechot. Here's the next Mishnah later. Naflam and Gimel is the Mishnah. It says, HaShoichet Shnei Roshin Kiyechot. If you shech two heads, two different animals at one time, so Shkitas Akshayra. The Shkit is good. So the Mashma HaShoichet Diyevedin, only the Diyeved is Kosher, but Lechatkin Olay. The question is, Iyam with Bishleim of the Kaddishim, the Sefer of our Mishnah, the male of the next Mishnah, also talking about Kaddishim. How do you look at Chilu? It's good while the Chilu, you can't shut at one time two heads, two behemoths. Bishim the Tony Rabbi Yosef, and basically it's like this. The prophet says, Tizbach, by a korban, it says Lashon of Tizbach, to a Darshan, Rashi says Tizbach, when it's Seinchem Tizbachu. Yeah. Now, Shalei Yehe Shnaim Shechtim, the Darshan day, you shouldn't have to have two of them Shecht, Lo Yehe Shnaim Shechtim. Zevach Echla, two people shouldn't Shecht, one korban. That's one Drasha. And then tis bechu v'yosadashin shlei yechot shechot shnei zvachim, that one person should not shech two kabonis. So by kodshim is good, and the chetchila can't have one person shech two kabonis. And v'yom rav kana tis bechu k'siv, it says lashon tis bechu. That's why dashin this. Hashem mashu nami yazevach shafu yichidi. You mashu both trusses we see over here that both the shechot has to be one, not two, and you only have to do one head at a time. So Eliyam with the Chulin, but if you want to tell me to say the song about Chulin, Safu Lechatchila Nami, even Lechatchila should be able to shech two heads at one time. And why that's the proof, the same type of Mishnah song about Kaddishim, and therefore the next Mishnah also continues on with Kaddishim. So we're all saying the same thing, that the ratio of our Mishnah is Chulin, and the size of Kaddishim need both Kaddishim, and that rave, the majority, is a good Shechita. The Yafim Shum and Lakish Savar, Reisha Bechulin, the same question, we're always like this. The Yomar Shem Ben Lakish, Meyachesh Hashaninu, since we learned that Ruba Shalechot Kemo, that Yishech Reiv of the Simen, it's a good Shechita, Lom Hashaninu, why do you have to say a second time for Reiv Lechot Biyos Reiv Shnei Bebehema? What do you have to have a second time for? Said already that Reiv is good. So Moshe says, no, if we Shashaninu, because we learned like this, Hevi Yoloi Esatamet, he's talking about on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol had to do all the Avodah Sayyim, even the Korban HaTamid in the morning. The Zev used to bring to the Kohen Gadol the Korban HaTamid, Kotzei, means he would at least start the Shechita. He would cut rave of the Simonim to make a Kosher Shechita, or Merek Acha Shechita Sei, Ayadai, that another Kohen, somebody else would come and finish off the Shechita. As long as he did a Kosher Shechita, he can't be bothered to do the rest, because he has to do all the Avodah, he has to make the Kabbalah Adam. So as soon as he shechts rave of the simonim, right away he stops the shechita and makes the kabbalah sadan, and he lets somebody else finish the shechita. The yoch, I would have thought to say, lay merit if somebody else does not finish off the shechita, he possible, maybe it's possible. Like the first one, the kohen gadol shechita is not enough. Lakashim, that's why we don't know that rave could be yoch for shnayim b'behema. As long as you have rave of the simon, that's enough. That's what the kohen gadol did. The kohen gadol shechted rave of the simonim, of the two simonim, that the kosher shechita savadi, but the evidence enough. Just as the chili is supposed to do the whole thing, so another kohen did the whole thing. By Koponim, you see the Gemara there by Behemoth, by Kotchim, brings down our Mishnah. That's the right, the Sefer of Mishnah, the Sefer of our Mishnah is talking about Kotchim.
Yeah.
Now, Omer, what would you say before? Yoch, I would have thought to say, Loi Merit Ye Possel, because the Kohen Gadol has not finished off the Shechita, maybe be Possel. But the Gemara, Im Kain, if so, heavily avoid the Biyachah.